Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Small business owners. Spectrum Business knows you do it all. Make sales, track inventory, and keep your customers happy. Keep it all going with Spectrum One for Business. For just $49.99 a month, get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for 1 year. Visit spectrum.com/business to get internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and a free mobile line for a year for $49.99 a month. Visit spectrum.com/business today. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, recently I had an occasion to take an airplane to Chicago. And believe it or not, that's the first time I boarded an airplane in about 4 years. When I first got to the terminal, I looked for the store that I usually bought my newspapers from so I could read it on the plane. But that store was closed and there were no others like it. When I got to my departure gate, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. And I'll tell you why, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon partly sunny skies, windy conditions, and less humid with a high of 73. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low 60. For tomorrow, times of clouds and sun with a shower in places, windy, high 71. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low 59. On Monday, cloudy with a thunderstorm in parts of the area, high 74. Monday night, clear skies with a low of 60. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, it's partly cloudy, 70 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Well, everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Always news you can use. And every time we have the Stam Law Firm guys back in studio, and ladies too, we learn a lot. We learn a lot about protecting yourself and protecting your assets. We have worked our whole lives to have what we have. If you have a house and maybe even a vacation house, if you have assets, You want to talk to these guys about making sure that they're protected legally. And sometimes just having a will, and if these things are not mentioned specifically, you'd be surprised how things aren't covered. So we've got Brad Bryant and we've got Andy Borden back in studio. Andy is their corporate and estate planning expert. Guys, let's talk about what we can do to protect ourselves. And a lot of times that means a trust. Brian?
Yeah, you know, one of the most popular items we've been using, legal tools, is an irrevocable trust. The irrevocable trust, mainly right now for many families, for their house. How do I protect the house from Medicaid? How do I protect the house from nursing homes? Mm. So an irrevocable trust is an excellent tool to be able to do that. And it gives the family flexibility. It gives the parents flexibility if they maybe want to move and downsize to a condo or a townhouse mm-hmm. or a patio home or something. Or maybe they want to move to Florida someday. So there's flexibility with that. Because the other way to do it was, and we still do them, is a life estate deed. And a lot of listeners out there know the life estate deed because their parents did them. I guarantee it, because they come in and say, oh, my mom did that. The life estate deed is fine. It can protect it from Medicaid in the nursing home, but it has some pitfalls, such as if the mom or dad want to move, starts the five-year look back all over again.
I was going to ask about that five-year look
back. Starts it all over again, okay. Number one. So they're allowed to move and move out of their home. It just starts it all over.
Okay.
Two, they can't sell their house and buy a new one under a life estate deed. And three, and maybe most importantly lately, what happens if mom or dad have a life estate deed, go to the nursing home, so the house is protected, and then live in the nursing home for 5 years? The kids cannot sell the house while mom or dad are still alive. They have to keep it open, pay the utilities, pay the taxes, pay the upkeep, but they can't sell it because mom or dad is still alive.
And the reason they can't sell it, as Brian says, because of the tax ramifications. Mm-hmm. The kids will pay capital gains taxes, and mom or dad's share will go right to the nursing home. When Brian and I sit down with clients and we tell them that story, they go, can we do the irrevocable trust tomorrow?
Right.
And we go, well, yeah, we've got to prepare mm-hmm. the paperwork, but how about next week? I mean, it's an eye-opener because so many people have these life estates. And again, for the right family, as Brian said, it could be the right move. Let's say your child lives at your house and will live forever. A life estate is fine because it avoids probate.
Right.
It's automatic. There's no capital gains implications upon death. But a life estate was created for smooth transition on death. When you have somebody who leaves their house to go to a nursing home, the house is vacant. And let me just bring this up. So to do an irrevocable trust, because people always want to know, what do you think it costs? $3,500, something like that, okay? You tell me, on a house that sits vacant year after year after year, okay, what, add up the insurance, the maintenance costs, the lawn cutting, the snow plowing, everything else. Oh, the furnace broke. Which do you think makes a lot of sense? And when I say $3,500 to $4,000, that range, one-time transaction, Linda, one time only.
Right. Yeah.
Make the choice.
Andy, what do you think?
There are so many clients who are best served by this kind of protection. And it's very quickly evident when we have a client interview in our first meeting and getting to know someone and their family that this is a good solution. And what does it sound like? Well, I'm really concerned about the nursing home. Or mom or dad didn't have the planning that we have today and they lost so much.
Yeah.
How do I prevent that from happening to me? Well, this is something that we can think about. And there are downsides to every plan. There are pros and cons, but what we can't do is not have the conversation. So we love having consultations and weighing out the options. And what it's not a one-size-fits-all, obviously. So we look at your circumstances. But if you want to protect from Medicaid, and if you think you may be interested in selling down the road, or you want the flexibility to buy and sell down the road and not lose the Medicaid protection that you've amassed, it's a really good option.
Yeah.
And it should be heavily discussed and considered.
It seems like so many people just continue to live their life and think that these things won't happen to me. I'll be fine. I won't need this. I'll get along with my brothers and sisters great forever. And let me tell you, it's the things that are true will outweigh the things that are fiction. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that happen in life you never see coming. The best thing you can do is protect yourself and your loved ones and your assets. just because the unknown is the unknown. And you guys see this all the time.
The most common thing we hear from people who come in with their adult children, so they're bringing in their parents, is, well, I'm not going to a nursing home. You know, or I told them to put the pillow over my face.
Yeah.
And you know, we laugh and everything. But the problem is, you don't know if you can't be cared for at home. It, you know, your kids may say, of course we'll take care of you. No, we're never going to send you there. But if they can't physically do it, or it's dangerous for you to live in that house in that circumstance, then there's no choices sometimes but to go to the nursing home. So at least plan for it. Because even if you plan for it and it never happens, super. You spent a couple grand to protect yourself. How much insurance do we pay for every day
exactly. That
never something ever
well,
happens?
Well, not only that, Brian, but you've done a trust which keeps your stuff out of probate.
Probate.
It's actually
right.
a wonderful tool to use regardless of what happens.
Right.
Right.
You're saving money. It almost pays for itself times 10.
Oh, times
many. By way of example, if you estimated that running an asset through the probate process might cost 6 or 7% of the value of that asset to bring it to fruition and get it to the people that you love. If you have a $200,000 house, that's $12,000 to $14,000 in legal and court fees just to give the people you love the home. For much, much less than that, we can solve the issue up front, have no probate costs at the back end, get a step up in basis on your capital gains tax, and not have your kids have to go through the complexity and stress of being an executor.
And protect it forever if the nursing home was ever needed.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why I call this the gold standard. People have said to me, you refer to this as the gold standard. It is. Plain simple. It is. It's the gold standard.
And you know, Linda, while we mention probate, this happens a lot in our conversations. People believe that if you have a will, it doesn't go to probate. The only thing that goes to probate are problem, you know, estates, people who don't have wills or who aren't fighting. I want everybody to know out there, every will must go to probate. Every person who dies must have their estate go to probate unless you do a trust, unless you've done a life estate deed, or unless you properly name beneficiaries at every account you have. So when people say, well, no, I don't have to go to probate because I have a will. No, that is what goes to probate.
Mm-hmm.
And what Andy's talking about, 6% of your assets are out the door on a simple house. Cost of probate is 12 grand, 20 grand. For a trust for $4,000 or $5,000, you've saved your kids that much more money.
And I think... Yes, and I think
and time.
The kinds of things that you talk about are the things that no one ever talks to anybody about.
No, they don't.
And this all comes as a big surprise, you know, down the road, that you lose half of what you think you're going to inherit because things weren't done right.
You know why? Because a lot of lawyers back in the day wanted the family to have to come back to them to hire them to go to probate so the lawyer could make 4% of that estate.
Yeah.
You know what we do at our firm? We tell them, you don't ever want to go to probate. You don't want your kids to have to come back to us. And people laugh at us and say, well, you're just giving your own future money away because you could charge them more later. Because we're doing the right thing.
Yes, you're telling the truth and you're doing
Absolutely.
The right thing.
Absolutely.
There is so much out there in terms of opportunity to help people with planning that there is limitless opportunity to help people because so many people are in need of good advice on estate planning.
Yeah. The business is there. We're not worried about that.
That's not the concern.
But if you're hearing this for the first time, this is why you need to go to the STAM group. You shouldn't be hearing this for the first time. This is very important. It's your life savings. It's your relatives, your family's life savings. These are things that need to be protected, just as you would throw your body in front of a loved one to protect them. You can do it. These folks have the knowledge, and they understand the law, and they can make it work for you. And believe me, what they can save you, as Brad says, the heartache and the suffering and the, you know, and the disappointments
time,
and the
grief,
time,
it's just,
right?
And the problems.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The problems down the road. It's just amazing. Guys, tell us a little bit more about who this would all benefit and why people think they're not in this pool of people that this would benefit.
I'm trying to think very deeply about someone that this would not benefit, because in terms of people who haven't even been born yet, the idea of the successor generations inheriting a property that might be free of capital gains tax is a giant benefit.
Yes.
Or just having the right legal title to intends. If we put something in an LLC, let's say you have a vacation property. We put it in a limited liability company, which is held in our irrevocable trust. We want to pass it to the kids. We don't even have to go to do a deed when it's done. All we do is transfer an LLC certificate. So we're just easing the burden on transition, easing the burden on future generation, in addition to those who are with us today. Our actual client across the desk gets a tangible benefit in terms of having their planning done properly and in a way that's cost effective. That de-stress of knowing that their plan is taken care of is a huge burden for so many clients. And I love, I wish we weighed our clients when they walked in and out, because everyone seems to have a lighter step and the relief that the weight off their shoulders, that their planning is done properly.
And when I think about all the knowledge that I pick up with one segment of you folks, I mean, it's nothing, folks, to what you learn when you sit down and you talk with the Stams. You understand how things work and how things are going to be. And to avoid a lot of problems down the road, these folks can steer you in that direction. You'll be so happy you did. It's really the difference between someone who's very unhappy and bitter later in life to someone who feels pretty good about everything, because they basically dotted the I's and crossed the T's. They know that things in the future are going to be good for their family, and they're going to be contented because they have done the right thing. Don't think that badness won't happen to you because you're a positive thinker. Folks, let me tell you, the law, the government, estate fees, everything like this is down the road lurking for all of us. But we can avoid all that by doing the right thing legally. First of all, you want to make an appointment. Brad, Brian, we've got everybody here. Andy, they'll be happy to talk with you. 716-631-5767, 631-5767. Go and visit the Stams today.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Roof 5 Boots. Spring has sprung with warmer weather upon us. So step into your new SAS Shoes or high-quality affordable sandals with brand names such as SAS, Dansko, Birkenstock, Taos, and Finn, just to name a few. Feel the comfort of your daily activities with every step. At an affordable price, these brands bring comfort, quality, and support. Stop into SAS Shoes now while the selection lasts. Located at the corner of Main and Transit Road in Williamsville.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you, and we talk about a lot of interesting things on this show. Leisure activities, we talk about travel, legal and financial, living options, health and wellness. And this is going to be one of those segments on health and wellness, because we have a very special guest on the line. It's Damian Nesser, who was a doctor of education. He authored a book, Bloom Where You Are. And it's basically a story of him moving back with his mom, who gets diagnosed with dementia, and her two-year journey. And he basically giving up his life just to pick up with him and his dog, move back with mom because she needed the help. So Damien, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Damien, you moved in with your mom. Had she been diagnosed yet?
Not quite, but she was getting there. So we actually took her to Dr. R from Rochester, a very experienced doctor who dealt with a lot of elderly who experienced dementia through the years. And we found out that his final diagnosis was that mom had vascular dementia.
And vascular dementia is one of four types of dementia. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, actually, technically speaking, there's, you know, I'm being very technical when I say this. There's three. There's actually six, but I'll focus on one part at a time.
Okay.
And the vascular dementia is a dementia that is the second most common type of dementia, and its common early signs include problems with planning, concentrating, and short-term memory loss and confusion. And that's what my mother was really starting out with, because we couldn't have normal conversations. We're on the phone. She'd cut us off. She'd swear under her breath. We'd all complain that, hey, how you doing, honey? Great to hear you. What'd you do today, mom? Nothing much. Watching TV, got the mail, because she could still get the mail with her walker.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go outside. That was her little field trip to go get the mail. And back and forth. And we'd go to Wegmans, stuff like that. And yeah, but she would cut us off on the phone, and she'd cut my brothers off. And it was very frustrating. Very frustrating.
How many siblings do you have, Damien?
I have four older brothers.
Okay.
Ranging from 10 to 9 to 7 to 3 years older than me.
Are they all over? Are they scattered?
Matt lives with me in Florida. We're about 15 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, Mark, and Paul live in Pittsburgh and Fairport, New York, in upstate New York.
What made you to pretty much make the decision you needed to come back and move in with mom?
I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
Never have been. Don't have kids. I thought to myself, since mom helped me so much, not just because she's my mom, but she helped me so much because of my disability. I deem it as a disability, even though my cerebral palsy, I was born with cerebral palsy 2 months premature. So mom really spent more time with me in school because I struggled with math and reading. And I felt that I owed it to her. I felt that I owed it to my brothers and their families, because they, for the previous 16 years, had taken care of mom when she was in stages 1 through 3, which are pretty much slowing up, older in age, you know, not able to do as much around the kitchen or dust or clean. You know, your physical slows up, and your mental state starts to slow up. When I came back, it was really stages 4 through 7, but she kicked it into high gear when I came up. She came into moderate cognitive decline on phase four of dementia when I took over.
Damien, can they see that with an X-ray? What kind of test will actually let you know if it's vascular dementia?
They could see it through. They did some tests on her brain, and it showed that her brain cognitively was not going to be as sharp. And we all pretty much were doing research and talked to several different doctors outside of the one that was working with mom. But he actually, when I took her to doctor appointments with my brother Joe, and sometimes it was just me, they would give her a test about, can you tell time? And they would put a clock in front of her, and they would tell her, can you move this clock to 2:30?
Mm.
And sometimes she could do it, and sometimes she couldn't. They would ask her questions like, who's the president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'd get it right, and sometimes she would get it wrong.
And with all dementias, they're all going to progress. Is that true? That's true.
Yes, ma'am. You know, starting from Alzheimer's to vascular, which is second type, and then you got dementia with Lewy bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got frontal temporal dementia, which I believe Bruce Willis had.
Yeah.
Mixed dementia, and then there's young onset dementia.
And it's something I'm sure you never realized you would learn so much about.
Oh my goodness, it's a wealth of information. It really makes you think. Made me think about how to handle my mother, because when she progressed through the seven stages of dementia, when she hit stage five, and you start getting into moderately severe cognitive decline, and you start really kicking into stages five and six, you're kicking into the sundowner moments where I call them doggy downer moments, but they're called sundowner moments where, you know, mom's personality changed in a split second, and she got real nasty with me. And but the first couple times that she did that with me, I reacted. And if you're a new caregiver, or if you're taking over responsibilities of being a caregiver, A, take directions from experienced aides, because they'll know how to react and they'll teach you how to. If you react, it's going to be an awful situation. It's not going to turn out good, because it's going to end up in an argument. The last thing you want to do with a dementia patient is, or client, is get in an argument.
Right.
So that's very important.
Yeah, you don't want to increase that agitation. Absolutely. I know probably getting help was very, very important, and that had to be a challenge as well in the beginning.
Oh yeah. Well, from the doctor's diagnosis, then we, as mom progressed to stage five and six, we had to rearrange the living room. We had to rearrange the bathroom. We had to put bars on the wall so that she could pull up from the bathroom. I had to create a system to get her on and off the bathroom, and she'd start weeping and crying. And this is when she started to say that she didn't want to be here anymore. And I would have to be that counselor by saying, Mom, you got 10 grandkids. You got a great grandchild. You got five sons that love you. And you know, you got a lot to live for, right? So with all that said, knowing the seven phases of dementia, knowing the different types of dementia, well, she had vascular dementia. So knowing that, it gave me more patience. I was able to assist her in a more intelligent way, because everything in the living room and the bathroom, which were the two main areas, were set up in close proximity. She would only have to go from, and really it wasn't long before we took her out of the bedroom, and her permanent place to sleep was in the living room with a hospital bed. She wasn't too thrilled about that, but she got used to it.
Yeah.
We probably watched over 1,000 movies in a 2-year period.
This is Damien Nesser, everyone. He's written the book Bloom Where You Are, and it's about his life, but basically it includes those last 2 years with him moving in with his mom, who had dementia. Get the book. LifeIsAClassroom.net is a great way to get in touch with Damien Nesser. LifeIsAClassroom.net. If you're dealing in a similar situation, you may find it very, very valuable. And we thank him so much for sharing his life experience with us. Damien Nesser, heard here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're glad you're listening.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Spring has sprung with warmer weather upon us. So step into your new SAS Shoes or high-quality affordable sandals with brand names such as SAS, Dansko, Birkenstock, Taos, and Finn, just to name a few. Feel the comfort of your daily activities with every step. At an affordable price, these brands bring comfort, quality, and support. Stop into SAS Shoes now while the selection lasts. Located at the corner of Main and Transit Road in Williamsville.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Today is the first preseason game for the Buffalo Bills. This game is a unique start to the Bills' preseason when compared to previous years, since the starting team, including Bills quarterback Josh Allen, will be out on the field for the first game. Today's day four of the 184th Erie County Fair. Fairgoers are able to vote for their favorite fair food and attend the Thrill Arena, an event where daredevil motorcycle riders defy gravity on a vertical wall and perform high-speed acrobatic tricks. Starting around 7:30, there will also be the I Love the 90s tour featuring Vanilla Ice, Raw Bass, and Young MC. Prophet Isaiah's Second Coming House in Niagara Falls is open to the public today. The open tour, which started at 10 a.m., continues up until 5, and then there will be a reception held in the backyard up until 7 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
When I was at the airport, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. Everybody was using their smartphones. Actually, I do have a smartphone, and I use it on a daily basis. But for some strange reason, I reverted to my old ways looking for a newspaper. Then I just realized that I was born in the 1930s, and I had lived through 9 different decades, 2 different centuries. I went from using a rotary phone where you needed to call the operator to make long distance calls to today's instant video calling services, to anywhere in the world, from vinyl records to CDs to online music. And then, of course, from handwritten letters to email and now to text. I've had what I call a long analog life that has now turned digital. And that isn't easy. And I think I did it. Oh, except for that day at the airport. You know, it has been said that technology doubles every 3 years. Your happiness, mental and physical health, depend on your ability to adapt to change. Your successful life transition from analog to digital, from feeling frail and sickly to robust vitality, can and will happen by simply taking advantage of the multitude of educational and life-enhancing programs now being offered by the Erie County Department of Senior Services. If you are age 60 or over, these programs are explicitly designed for you to enrich your mind, body, and spirit. Enhance your life. Feel better. Look better. Be better.
For more information, call Erie County Department of Senior Services at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526. This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio. Here's something fun to know. Saturn has 146 moons in its orbit. We just make a big deal out of one. But the planet's moons help shape and contribute material to Saturn's rings. They also collect material from Saturn's rings and magnetosphere. Imagine looking up saying, 146 moons. You'd never get tired looking at the moon down and over in Saturn. But we don't have to worry about that. We have a special guest in studio today who's got something very important for you today. Richard Durwald, one of my best friends, is back, senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're feeling good?
I do.
Good.
I really do.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And as always, you come bearing good information for our listeners today.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think so. They've learned a little bit over the last 70 years.
Well, you know, it's also, we've been through a bout of some very warm weather, and I found that my eating patterns are changing because I don't like as much heavy food. And I noticed that even as far as the pyramid and what we're supposed to be eating, that's changed too.
Oh, my God. So much has changed. You can't just, well, eat a healthy diet. Well, what is a healthy diet?
Right.
Actually, in 1977, they came up with the idea fat, animal fat was the whole reason. And everybody stopped eating. They stopped eating eggs. They stopped eating steak. They stopped. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That was wrong. And ironically, the exact reverse happened to our population. That was when the obesity epidemic started.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling no fat items, but they were loaded with sugar.
Yes, and carbs. Yes.
And you know something? I mean, if you can't trust the people who are putting this out, who can you trust?
That's so true. That's true. You think they'd know, right?
Well, they better know. That's their job, I mean, to tell us what's the right thing to do. And they were wrong. They were dead wrong. And you know the unfortunate part? I'm still out. I'm in the senior center. A lot of people don't even know that yet because when they announce these things, they're in headlines.
Mm-hmm, right.
And when they retract them,
right,
you don't see it anywhere.
No, no. Remember, I mean, we can remember an age where eggs were bad for you, coffee was bad for you, fat was bad for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, just go down the list. You know?
Absolutely. And I know.
And smoking was good for you back in the
that's
day, right?
Right? It's really invoked a tragedy.
It has.
In our lives. It really has.
Because you know what happens? Then people don't trust the government.
And
right?
After a while, you just become a skeptic.
Exactly.
And you do what you want to do.
Right.
Which in some cases is not good.
Right, right.
I mean, but the people who we really trust are the ones that we should be able to trust.
I agree.
And some of the things that we might call traditional medicine were refuted by people in the alternative field, many of whom are not... don't have a Harvard medical degree.
Right.
And they were right.
They were right. Sure. Look at how much of alternative medicine is practiced today.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
It was poo-pooed back in the day.
When I was growing up, you know, and I said this to you before, and for any new listeners, I'll just say this, is when I started lifting weights, I was 13 years old. No doctors at that time. They said it would enlarge your heart. In my lifetime, Linda.
Yeah.
I'm not 200 years old.
And you can remember that. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In my lifetime, don't lift weights.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, places like Independent Health, who's an insurance company, they're sponsoring all these different programs. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And my mother says, see, I was right. The doctor told you shouldn't be lifting weights. He asked her, what does he want to do, join a circus?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
It's horrifying.
Yes, it is, but nonetheless, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
It's
true. It is true. So tell me what you've learned now different
from
what we now know.
I couldn't help but learn it because I've been through it all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were a kid, you had to learn the food pyramid.
Yes.
Is that not right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And you learned every element of it. And on a health exam, you had to draw the little triangle and put the various components in. All of a sudden, they said, this isn't right.
I know.
In fact, one of the leading nutritionists said, that is the perfect recipe for diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were following that.
Yeah,
we were
sure.
And then they says, well, wait a minute. How about exercise? And how about movement? Doesn't that play in? So they revised it. They revised all the components, and he had a little man running up the side to include exercise.
Ah.
That sounded like a really good idea, but that was wrong. Unfortunately, that was wrong. So they kind of threw their hands up in the air and drew a picture of a plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no allowance here for these previous ones for gender,
yeah,
for age, for size. We don't eat. I don't eat the same as age 89.
That's true. Not
that
everybody.
I did when I was 19.
That's right. That can't be appropriate for everybody.
Absolutely
right.
Not. And we're still on a state of change. In fact, they've pretty much pulled back on what we should be eating. For example, how many people now are taking vitamin B12?
Mm-hmm.
They're taking shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't get shots when you were 40. Why?
because your body could absorb it then, and we can't absorb it now. Mm. And that is the whole issue about everything. Everything has to do with gender, with size, with weight. There's so many things that come in. You can't put down one size fits all.
No.
And that's what the food pyramid tried to do.
Well, so interesting, Rich. So what do we do?
We have to be educated ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to know who we are. Just to repeat myself, one size doesn't fit all. What could be good for you could be poison for me. A lot of people can die from eating peanuts. Right. Others are lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. I can thrive on milk. I can drink a couple of gallons of milk a week. That could be because of my genetic background.
Right.
I don't know. But I do know that milk is good for me.
Yeah.
But it's not good for everybody.
Right.
And we have to be to a certain extent, we have to be our own doctors.
I agree. Yes. I agree.
And that's what becomes so important. All these things combined together, nutrition, exercise. A lot of people who are running shouldn't be running because they're not built to run.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We are built for certain things. You know, in China, what they do is they take a young child and they measure their arms, the circumference of their head, and they can determine who the good gymnast will be.
Really?
Just by balance, yes. Some people could never do gymnastics in a million years.
Right.
And others they just fall to it like a duck to water.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we have to know ourselves. It's critical that we know ourselves.
Wow. So, you know, so basically we have to, like you say, in a way, be our own doctors.
Yes.
Feel what's right for us.
Yes.
And that's like a lot of people will say, they keep telling me to have breakfast in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm not a breakfast eater. And no matter how many times they tell me, it's not for me. I can get along with very little in the morning. And then maybe my bigger meal would be lunch or an early dinner.
Yes.
And then taper off after that. You're right. I think not one size doesn't fit all.
If you don't like it, then don't do it.
Right, then don't do it.
Because your body is telling you, stop doing this.
Right, because now I'm adding even more calories in the morning.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. You're absolutely right. You're
and it doesn't, it's just not, you know what I mean? It's like I'm waking up my system too soon with digestion.
Yes.
And now it's calling for more food.
Yep.
But I do agree with, I have found that certainly eating more protein, if I'm going to eat more protein early in the day, is better for me because it makes my internal engine run longer than a quick carbo, which is a quick sugar rush like cereal. Then in 2 hours, I'm hungry again. So
should we tell the people out there that we do not rehearse this?
No. Well, because you know, you're right.
I bought the first.
That's why I said you're my best friend on the air.
I bought the first protein powder ever sold commercially from a guy named Irwin Johnson in Chicago. And that was all picked up. Walk into the major stores now, like Wegmans and Tops.
Right.
What are you looking at?
It's a whole aisle.
It's protein.
Yeah.
However, the same doctor who was, by the way, a good doctor. Mm-hmm. He was a good doctor, but he learned certain things, and we all go along with what we've learned.
Right.
It's going to ruin his kidneys.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin his kidneys. You can't take that kind of protein. And as you get older, you need more and more and more.
Right, right.
Yes.
So listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
At this age, and find out what's good for you.
Unless it's telling you to eat a lot of Pop-Tarts and everything. Don't do that.
No.
But we instinctively should know.
Yeah.
I think nature has provided us with this ability.
Right.
So don't you eat breakfast anymore.
If something feels like it's absolutely wrong for you, don't do it.
Exactly.
It's not, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And Richard, this is why you're looking as good as you are at this age. It's true.
39, not bad,
That's right. I mean, you're listening to what's working in your body. And luckily for us, that's what you're telling the folks over at all the Erie County senior citizens.
It is.
You know, areas, is that we have to move more, yes. Feel your body.
Yes.
Feel what your body needs. Feel how tune into how you're feeling.
Right.
What can you do for
and
yourself?
Keep those, talking to you is like talking to the most positive person in the world. But keep those feelings positive.
Yeah.
It's so easy to let something else sneak in
you're
there.
You're right. You're right, Richard. You're right.
And it all combines to good health.
Right.
Yes.
I totally agree. You know, think about all your blessings in the morning.
Absolutely.
Think about all the things you have
before
we start going on the train of what we don't have and how rotten everything is.
Exactly.
And then your day will be rotten. But think about
your
blessings.
And if those days are in a row, your life will be rotten.
I agree.
Stop thinking about past transgressions.
You know, my sister tells me, even in the Bible, bitterness will eat you up from the bones on out.
Yes.
So let's make sure we're not doing that. And that's why we love Richard, because he's a font of positivity, and really making us think about our life and what we're ingesting and how we're living our life so we can live our best life. That's what it's all about. You're going to find Richard Durwald. He's a senior consultant over at the Erie County Senior Services. He visits a lot of the senior citizen centers, and we just love having him on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Spring has sprung with warmer weather upon us. So step into your new SAS Shoes or high-quality affordable sandals with brand names such as SAS, Dansko, Birkenstock, Taos, and Finn, just to name a few. Feel the comfort of your daily activities with every step. At an affordable price, these brands bring comfort, quality, and support. Stop into SAS Shoes now while the selection lasts. Located at the corner of Main and Transit Road in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Thanks so much for following along, not only with us here, but also on our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page and our travels. We just love having you out there, and we love the fact that you find that what we're talking about of value to you. And really, that is our highest compliment when we talk to people and we find out that the show is very, very much listened to. So we always try to bring you great information. And in this case, you may be in a situation that you weren't in, let's say, even a month ago. And that is, you may decide that, listen, I want to downsize. I'm moving from a great big home to a much smaller place just for me. But I have a household, I have a house full of my goods from all these years that I don't know what to do with. Maybe your parents aren't in their home anymore, and now you're charged with cleaning out that home. You may have inherited it. What am I going to do? You already have a full life. You may already be a caregiver. So how are you going to tackle this? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. And here on Senior Radio Buffalo, we have discovered Andrews Estate Service, who are here in Western New York and do an incredible service for you by getting that home to where it needs to be, and that is empty. So we welcome back Joe Bednarczyk and Joe Jr. from Andrews Estate Service, who are busy, busy, but had time to come on in and talk with us about how things are going this season. How's everything going, guys?
Well, thank you. Great to be back.
It's very busy.
Very busy. Very busy. Right? So people are heeding the word and giving you a call.
No, absolutely.
That's and wonderful.
That's definitely, I would say, a lot of our clients, they're either listening to Senior Radio or they are word of mouth from referrals.
That's fantastic.
A wise woman once said, if you do nothing, nothing happens.
Yes. I know that quote very well.
Yes.
And it's very, very true. And today we're going to do your segment a little different because we have with us on the phone a client of yours, Joe, Karen Gorsica, who hired you to clean out her dad's home. So we have Karen on the line. Karen, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, Karen. Karen, can you talk to our listeners more about your father's situation and what led you to contact Andrews Estate Service?
Certainly. My father was transitioning into assisted living and had no need for all the things that he had accrued over the years. And
okay.
We spent a week trying to eliminate some of this stuff. And I also wanted an estate person to give us an idea on how to do it. And we called Joe.
And were you happy with what Joe had to say?
I was thrilled. I was able to alleviate the pressure off myself, my dad, and my siblings as to trying to empty out the house, which I feel I would have been there a year because I still work trying to, if I had done it ourselves, basically.
And you know, Karen, you said something that a lot of people will understand. Siblings, it's not just you making a quick decision. You know, you have to bring everybody together and you all have to decide on something like this. And they all felt that Andrews Estate Service would be the company to do this with you.
Immediately, we felt that way, yes.
That's great. Yes. Now, Joe has talked about how well the virtual estate sales work, which is instead of people seeing a sign in the front saying estate sale and everybody coming into the house, it's all online. Did everything that you had to say to sell, was that all put on a virtual estate sale?
Yes, it was. Amazingly, my husband would go over to the house and he'd say, well, what are we going to do with the leftover items? And Joe would tell him, there will be nothing left. And as they stated, everything sold.
Amazing. And were you surprised with the sale prices of the items that sold?
It was ironic in some cases, but it was beneficial. Things that I thought would sell didn't sell quite as well. Mm-hmm. And things that I didn't expect to sell, like ladders, et cetera, sold very well.
That's fantastic. How about was your dad pleased with the results?
Oh, yes. He would ask me every day, in fact, and I could give him updates as to where we were because Joe kept close communication with me, and we could see the stuff online. So he was thrilled that everything had sold.
And you know, Karen, I don't think you're exaggerating when you say, look, this would have taken me a year to do. I think in some cases that's even, that it might even have been longer, right?
Oh, yes. I tell Joe he's a genius because he is, that this process was seamless, effortless for us and successful, and everybody benefited. I can't say enough.
You know, when I think, Karen, of the lack of, you know, fights and arguments that families have because you've mm-hmm. trusted Joe and the process mm-hmm. that Andrews Estate Service goes through. And mm-hmm. it's taking care of all of that where everybody mm-hmm. is pleased with the result.
That is true. And when you sell things or go through your childhood home, you are emotionally engaged, mm-hmm. which is really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to have someone else do this for you is just a blessing. That's all I can say.
That is great. So you would definitely recommend Andrews Estate Service and the virtual estate sale to others?
Oh, yes. And I have.
That's great. That's how you know. That's how you know. that's wonderful. Now, Joe, it sounds like Karen is kind of a typical client where she's one of a part of a family who is there and kind of watching the process. And basically can't believe that you're doing what you're saying what you do, and you get that house broom clean by the time you're done.
Yes, very, very typical. We do have a few clients that don't want to engage at all. You know, they'll say, we hired you, you do the job. You know, especially those that are out of state, mm-hmm. or they may have a sibling in town that doesn't participate at all. But we've noticed it's better to let the client be part of the process.
Sure.
It gives them that comforting feeling.
Joe, do you have to collect taxes on this as well?
Yeah, that's all taken care of. That's mm-hmm. another benefit that the client doesn't have to worry about. That's all done through the auction process, and it goes right to the state.
Joe, what would be the timeline then for someone hiring you, the house to be cleaned out, and then them basically getting a check for the items that sold?
Okay, so we tell everybody at the consultation, just based on our scheduling, we try to only handle five of these at a time. Mm-hmm. Everybody else goes into queue. Mm-hmm. Usually we have eight in a row, but we try to be at the houses at just five homes at one time. So we're usually there anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks getting the house prepared mm-hmm. because we're not at the same house every day at the same times. I try to fluctuate just from a security standpoint. Then we run the sales online for 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And anything that we may put online on other sites like Craigslist or eBay or what have you, we could run an additional 60 to 90 days. That happened, you know, once in a while that'll happen. But in general, usually we're finished anywhere within a 6 to 8 week window.
Amazing. And yes. all the items for sale go into your virtual estate sale. Do people find out what's in that estate sale by going to your website?
They could, yes, they could do that. Or we have over 3,500 people on our mailing list, so they can register for that. And then when the sale starts, they'll get a link. We always give the clients a link, so this way they can follow it. Not everybody wants to follow it mm-hmm. as well. Let me preface what I said about the time frame. Hoarders' homes mm-hmm. could be a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're in a house for 3 to 6 months before we're actually getting the sale ready.
Folks, are you interested? Why wouldn't you be? Their website is AES for Andrews Estate Service 86.com. That's AES86.com. Start small. Give them a call. 716-873-7440. 716-873-7440. Say, hey, I just heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at AES86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Spring has sprung with warmer weather upon us. So step into your new SAS shoes or high-quality affordable sandals with brand names such as SAS, Dansko, Birkenstock, Taos, and Finn, just to name a few. Feel the comfort of your daily activities with every step. At an affordable price, these brands bring comfort, quality, and support. Stop into SAS Shoes now while the selection lasts. Located at the corner of Main and Transit Road in Williamsville.
Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Pe-
Small business owners, Spectrum Business knows you do it all. Make sales, track inventory, and keep your customers happy. Keep it all going with Spectrum One for Business. For just $49.99 a month, get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for 1 year. Visit spectrum.com/business to get internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and a free mobile line for a year for $49.99 a month. Visit spectrum.com/business today. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
It's time to take back freedom over your health care. This open enrollment, learn more about how Christian Healthcare Ministries, a faith-based alternative to health insurance, empowers you with choice as you make medical decisions. Discover flexibility to pick your providers with programs as low as $92 per month. Plus, when you prep ahead, you can have peace of mind as you're surrounded in spiritual support. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Enroll at chministries.org/solution.
Say goodbye to cash constraints and hello to convenience. Start streamlining your expenses and make purchases when you need, not just when cash is on hand. With a small business credit card from New Mexico Bank & Trust, a division of HTLF Bank, you can finally seize opportunity when it knocks. Visit nmb-t.com to learn about our card benefits and apply today. Normal underwriting guidelines apply. See banker for details. Credit cards are issued and serviced by HTLF Bank, DBA, HTLF Bank Card Services. Geographic restrictions may apply. HTLF Bank, member FDIC.